mark. Get set. Go! Toss those chickens up there.
These two teams are tarring and feathering chickens. Tossing chickens. Stuffing chickens. Yes, it's a regular mess. On America's most chicken messing game show.
All around one. Let's move over and play some Super Sloppy Double Dare.
And now here's your Super Sloppy Double Dare host, Mark Summers.
Thank you, Harvey, and thank you, audience. Once again, we are at the Universal Studios, Florida here. Universal Studios here in lovely Quincy, Florida, where everybody in Quincy has a little tag around their toe. It's sort of interesting. And
Mark. Yes. Pardon me, I couldn't help it over here. I believe you said Quincy?
Quincy, Florida. We're taping the show here, Harvey.
Somehow you've made a mistake. Probably the first one ever, but a mistake. It's Orlando, Florida.
We're in Orlando? We're in Orlando, Florida at the Universal Studios facilities here, and they're great, and the people treat us real nice, and it's sunny, and there's no humidity down here. And let's say to the team to my right, they call themselves, I love this name, the unidentical twins, Murray and Linda. Murray, you're on the track team. I used to be on the track team. What event do you run?
The 440.
Oh, that was my event. What's your best time?
59 seconds.
Hey, that's darn quick. That is really good. And Linda has received the highest ratings at her math fair, which means you're a pretty smart individual, right?
Yeah.
Now, math was my worst subject. What do you want to do when you get older?
I want to be an allergist.
Very good. You have $20 already on this side of the board in Super Sloppy Double Dare. To my left, another great name, the Severed Heads, Tim and Kim. Kim says you want to be a child psychologist. Why do you want to do that?
I love kids.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's neat. All right. And Kim is a very energetic and also great with the flute, I've been told.
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been playing?
For 2 years.
Yeah? That's fun to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to practice a lot.
Yeah.
All right. No money for you just yet. That'll change. Let's talk about the rules here on Soupy Sloppy Double Dare. I see. I'm going to be asking you a question. And if you don't know the answer or think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them for double the dollars. But be careful because, you know, they can get four times the bucks, and then they either have to answer that question or take a physical challenge. And we're going to do the mouse here as we carry on with this $10 question for Murray and Linda. What is the name of the bearded arch enemy of Bugs Bunny? Or you could dare them.
Yosemite Sam.
You are right, Yosemite Sam. $30 there. And Harvey, do you know who's the voice of Yosemite Sam in the latest movie that Roger Rabbit thing happened? Do you know?
I always thought it was Mel Blanc.
I thought that too, but Joe Alasky, the man who works on a show called Couch Potatoes, did the voice for that.
That other show.
That other show. I've heard of that show. What 1988 movie featured Melanie Griffith as an ambitious New York brokerage secretary? Bring it a 40 or you could dare them.
Dare.
Worth $20. It's a 1988 movie that featured Melanie Griffith as an ambitious New York brokerage secretary. Do you know the name?
Double Dare.
Now worth 40, we're going to take a physical challenge.
Working Girl.
You're right. Working Girl is the answer. You have 70. Harvey, they're going to make that into a TV show. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know who's going to play the lead in that?
No.
Nancy McKeon from Facts of Life. I know these things, and I've got to tell them to somebody, so I've just got to tell them to you, okay? What famous actor and comedian wrote a book entitled How to Live to Be 100 or More?
There.
Now worth $20. What famous actor and comedian wrote a book entitled How to Live to Be 100 or More?
Double Dare.
Now worth $40, going to take a physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
It's George Burns, and we have a $40 physical challenge right over here. Harvey, you know where George Burns is going to be on his 100th birthday?
I don't.
He does? He's got a job at the London Palladium. He's already booked. So what'd you say, Mike?
The Palladium.
The Palladium. Thank you. Mike knew that. Who would like to be a pat of butter? Just a normal question here on Super Sloppy.
I guess.
Oh, yes, you would be. All right, you go over here because your partner is going to become a human pat of butter, and we have large pancakes over there. Let me show you the pancakes. Come on over and take a look at them. This is what they look like. And when I say go, his job is to get the pancakes from here over to where you'll be standing over there on the other side of the stage. Now, you can roll them on the other side, or you can kick them, or you can just walk them over. But what you have to do is to stack the pancakes four high, right over here, okay? And then we'll have pancakes. We will have butter, because he'll have to jump on top of the pancakes. And what do we have up here? Well, we have some syrup. And your job is to pull on the little handle, and the syrup will come down. We'll have a great breakfast. We'll have pancakes We'll have butter, we'll have syrup, and perhaps $40 for this side of the board. You understand what you have to do over here? You have to wheel them over there and then jump on top after they're all stacked up, okay? On your mark. Get set. Go! We have 20 seconds on the... Oh, this guy is smart. He's trying to do all four at once. She has to stack them up. There is the third one. You must get them all stacked up before the butter can come on top. You can't help. She can, okay, can we get the... remaining. And we are going to come back with lots more goop and lots more fun right here on Super Sloppy Double there. Join us, won't you? To Super Sloppy Double Dare, and the unidentical twins made pancakes, and boy, they did a good job. Syrup went everywhere, and they have $110 in control of this question. You Broke My Heart in 17 Places is the title of a musical album recorded by what famous TV actress? Is it Meredith Baxter Burney, Roseanne Barr, pretty funny, huh, or Tracy Ullman?
Dare.
Now we're 20. You Broke My Heart in 17 Places. Who did it? Meredith Baxter Burney, Roseanne Barr, or Tracy Ullman? Or you could double dare them back.
Double there.
Now worth 40. We're going to take a physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
It's a Tracy Ullman, and we have a $40 physical challenge right down over here. Right down this direction. Harvey, do you know what Tracy Ullman says at the end of her show to her audience?
No, what's that?
She says, go home. I just want to know if you do that or not. You ever go camping?
Yes.
Do you really? Now, do you prefer to make breakfast or to sort of prepare breakfast, actually get involved with the preparation?
Make breakfast.
You want to make it? Oh, good. Then you come right over here, actually, and you start over in this neck of the woods, because what do I have? Well, I've got some fresh muffins over here, and I want you to look at these muffins, because they're not going to stay here long. I also have, oh, some sausage. You can't get along without sausage on a trip like that. This is either that or a cow came in here recently. I'm not sure what it is, but and we have some eggs. Well, they're balloons filled with an egg-like substance. And they start off over here, but they have to end up where? Over here. And, of course, when you go camping, you're in your sleeping bag, and that's where we put you. And you also have to hold on to this pan. Can you hold on to this pan? We want to make sure that you can grip it. Oh, yeah, you can do that just like that. And when we say go, you have to toss a muffin, some of the sausage, and an egg, and you must get them to land right in here. Now, you must also stay right behind this line. And if you have a muffin, some sausage, and an egg in there, in 20 seconds or less, we'll make you $40 richer. Let's see if it works. On your mark. Get set. You know, before you throw that over there, I bet you this would be a little bit more fun if Dave would have a blindfold in his hand and put that over your face. I think that makes it a lot more interesting. So you can take one last peek, if you would, at your partner. Okay, let's cover it up again. Make sure you can't see. And Dave, you want to make sure you can hand those things to him. Okay, one of each in there in 20 seconds brings you $40. On your mark. Get set. Go. Here go the muffins. And she caught a muffin. You can stop there. Let's see if we can get one of the sausages in. Yes. Now you have to go for an egg. Can you get an egg in there? No, you missed that. We're down to 10 seconds. Still trying to do it. We have almost a complete... Yes, they did it! With 5 seconds remaining, you can stop right there. And we're going to add $40 additional. Brings them up to $150. And that is the way to have a well-balanced breakfast here on Super Sloppy Double there. And Linda did a great job, as did Murray. They now have $150. And they also have control of this $10 question, as we're still in round one. Actress Holly Robinson is a regular on what Fox TV show? Bring it to $160. Yeah.
21 Jump Street.
Right again, $160 for the unidentical twins. We have no money yet for the severed heads. That's got to change, I'm sure, in this game. What English word that describes a high school grade level comes from two Greek words meaning wise and foolish? Well, you could dare
there.
Now we're 20. What English word that describes a high school grade level comes from two Greek words meaning wise and foolish? Or you could double dare them back.
Freshman?
Oh, gosh, it's sophomore. Doggone it. $20 goes over here. Bring them up to $180 for Murray and Linda. Nice try. I understand what you were doing, and it made good sense. Tell me, Murray and Linda, who wrote the classic Alice in Wonderland? Bring it to $190.
Dare.
All right, now we're 20. Who wrote the classic Alice in Wonderland? Or you could double dare them back.
Double dare.
Now we're 40. It was Lewis Carroll, and that sound means it's the end of round one. With $180, the unidentical twins have the lead. No money yet for the severed heads, but I'm sure that's going to change in round two. Come back and join us, and let's see who's going to the Super Sloppy Double Dare obstacle course when we come back from all of this. Welcome back to round two here on Super Sloppy Double. Why don't you tell them the rest?
When round two is over, somebody wins the game, right? No. We're round two. The dollar values are doubled.
Right.
And when you hear this particular sound right here that goes something like this, the game is over.
That's right. And I thought we were turning into the Harvey Show, so get you over here.
Go back to my rocking chair.
Go ahead over there. Over here we have some Gak-filled plates, and these are red, those are blue. That's so we can separate the teams. And when I say go, you must have everything on this table over here on your partner's tray. And the first team to do that gets $40 and control of round two. On your mark, get set, go! Get over there and see who can get everything on there. It cannot fall off. Who can do it first? That's what will determine who gets $40 and control of round two. It's close, and so far, it looks like the blue team is a little bit ahead. They're getting that gack all over the place, going for that $40. Very important, of course, to both teams. Keep in mind, in round two, the dollar values will be doubling, so there's a catch-up factor there that is just terrific. Who's going to pull this off first? Looks to me like the blue team is a little bit ahead. Can they do it? The blue team did it! Oh, my, I can't believe it. Let's drop those trays and move up here and play some more. Super sloppy double there. Okay, Murray and Linda get another $40, brings them up to $220, and in this round, 20, 40, and then 80 on a double there. Here's your question. In spy lingo, what is a cobbler? Is it a double agent, a forger of false passports, or someone who constantly smokes a corncob pipe?
C.
Someone who constantly smokes a corncob pipe is incorrect. It's a forger of false passports. No dare at stake. No money changing place. Control to Tim and Kim, the severed heads, though. Julius, Leonard, and Adolph, their real first names of what trio of comedy brothers? Or you could dare them.
The Three Amigos?
Three Amigos is incorrect. It's the Marx Brothers. No dare at stake. No money changing place. Control back over to Murray and Linda. Where is the Orange Bowl played? In what city? We get a 240.
There.
Now worth $40. What city is the Orange Bowl played in?
Double dare.
Now worth 80. You're going to take a physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
It's Miami, Florida. Imagine that. Okay, we have an $80 physical challenge right over here. And let's see what this one looks like. Oh, you know what? Now, do either one of you play basketball? You play basketball? Okay, here is your job. Your job is to see how well you can drop certain things in the basket. And what I want you to do is just have a seat right over here, Indian style, facing that direction, okay? And what are we going to do? We're going to put a salad bowl over your head. That's, of course, what everybody does on Super Sloppy Doubler. And you can hold this up just like this, all right? We're going to put some goggles on because to play basketball on Super Sloppy Doubler, we do it with lettuce and tomatoes, and that's what we have over here. And when I say go, your job is to take one of these heads of lettuce and toss it in there. In fact, we have to have two complete heads of lettuce in there and two tomatoes. Boy, these really are rotten, aren't they? All right, throw them in there, and two of these and two of those will be halfway there because you see what we have above you is, well, it's sort of like a Cuisinart. We're going to make salad. That's what it sounds like, okay? And that stuff will come down on top of you, and after we have two heads of lettuce and two tomatoes in there, your job is to run over here, and when you see your partner running over here, you must stand right here because the salad dressing is up above, and he must dump all that salad dressing on top of you. If this is completed in 30 seconds, we'll give you $80. Let's see if they can accomplish it. On your mark. Get set, go, turn it on. There's one, there's two. Can we get those tomatoes in? There's one, there's two. Okay, you must stand up now and move over in the other direction. We have 22 seconds remaining. So we've got it. They did it awful darn quick, as a matter of fact. And we've added $80. Oh, my goodness. Let's move up here and play some more Super Sloppy. $300 now for Murray and Linda. And tell me, Linda, how does it feel to be a human salad?
Wet.
Yeah, I bet it would. Yeah, no question about that. Okay, another $20 question. What continent has the most countries? Bring it to 320.
Dare.
Now worth 40. Which continent has the most countries?
Asia.
Asia is incorrect. It's Africa. $40 goes over here on this side of the board. 340 now for Murray and Linda, the unidentical twins. And we have another question for them worth $20. In the original King Kong movie, how tall was Kong? Was he 50 feet, 100 feet, or 250 feet?
100 feet.
Is incorrect. He was 50, and we'll move over to Kim and Tim for this $20 question. In Your Room is a 1988 song and a video by what group?
The Bangles.
You are right. $20 over there for Kim and Tim. Good job there, Kim. What city is nicknamed Chocolate Town, USA?
Switzerland?
Oh, gosh, no. It was Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's on me means it's the end of the game with $340 on identical twins. Win today's game of Super Sloppy Double Dare. $170 a piece and a trip to the Super Sloppy Double Dare obstacle course. Tim and Kim, sometimes that happens where one team gets control. We're going to make that $100 for you, so you each get $50. And listen closely as Harvey tells you what wonderful party gifts we have for you.
Oh, yes, we have some nice stuff, Mark. How about these Tengen video games? Choose from one of five awesome games for your Nintendo. Pac-Man, RBI Baseball, Gauntlet, Tetris, or Super Spin. When you think of great hits, think Tengen. And also today we have Bubblegum Bubblegum, full of the big delicious taste that bombs your bugs with flavor. It'll pop you non-stop Bubblegum, keeps it popping. We're getting ready to race to the Super Zombie Obstacle Course. The messiest minute in television is next.
We're on obstacle number one on Super Sloppy Double Dare. I'm going to go down here and see the unidentical twin and talk about what we're going to do on the obstacle course today. Whoop, just like that. Who's going to do this today? It is so much fun, you won't believe it. You'll crawl up there, you'll grab the flag. Don't forget to do that. You'll jump on down here. Your partner will meet you. You will have a flag. You will pass it. And, Harvey, what is the first prize?
Today we start them off with the incredible Franklin Spelling Ace. Make spelling fast and fun with 80,000 words from Merriam-Webster's Franklin World Leader in Handheld Electronic Reference Products.
The Mirror Maze is obstacle number two. The entrance is over there. Now, there will be a flag buried in here somewhere. I don't know where the flag will be. We are going to put it in just a split second before we start this thing, so you won't have any idea where it is, but we want you to find it because we want to see you over here where your partner will be waiting, and you'll win this.
Bushnell's Science Series. Educational products for children, star watchers, decoder set, and telescope with easy-to-read self-teaching illustrated manuals. Learning made fun by Bushnell.
And then you'll go through fancy footwork. Try not to get stomped on by those tennis shoes. As you stand up, you'll see a flag. You'll pass it. And, Harvey, what's prize number three?
From Eastpak, it's the leader of the pack. A set of bags for school, play, and travel. Eastpak bags are stylish, tough, and they're built to last.
Well, here's, I believe, right? Number four, and you have to crawl through the green cheese and come up the other side, and the other side is where our camera is currently pointing. Your partner will be waiting with that hand outstretched. You'll have the flag. You'll move to five, but first, Harvey, what's the prize?
It's new bike. Spark Fusion 500 shifts you into the future with five speeds, radical tires, and safe-age features. Fusion 500 from Chance, where the future is now.
You know what they say, if you can't brush after every meal, comb. And we have some Double Dare toothpaste over here. Step right over in this direction. Your partner can take off the cap, and you must jump right on this area or hit it, whatever it is, that will spit out some air and spit the flag out. Once you grab it, you can pass it, and here's the next prize.
It's the 29-volume Plunkett Wranglers New Encyclopedia and 2-volume Dictionary, America's premier home and school reference set. Ideal for homework and all family information.
But inform they don't have to pass it. If it spits out, their partner can grab it. Okay, thank you so much for that. Do you have any other questions?
No.
How about you?
No.
Number six today is hornblower, and you must find the right valve. And if you look over here, there are three. And on this side, over here, there are three as well. If you hit the right one, the flag will spit out. Once again, you don't have to pass it. Your partner can pick it up, and you both will win this.
The Baldwin Explorer portable MIDI electronic keyboard with 16 solo voices, 16 automatic rhythms, and built-in stereo speakers is from the Baldwin Piano and Organ Company.
Ant Farm is obstacle number seven, and all you have to do is to climb up this ladder and crawl through all the dirt and, as we say, the technical term, schmutz, and come up around over here and grab that flag. You'll come out over here. You're almost there. There's still time ticking, but what's the prize, Harvey?
It's Smith Corona's easy-to-use PWB40 portable word processor with 16-line display, 50,000-word dictionary, and 20 pages of memory. American-made by Smith Corona.
One of my faves, toe jam. There is lots of jam beneath and amongst those toes, and there's also a flag. If you can find that flag and have it in your hand in 60 seconds or less, Harvey, what's the grand prize?
A super space adventure. Launch yourself into the future at the real space camp in Huntsville, Alabama. You and a friend will share the adventure of a lifetime at the Space and Rocket Center, Earth's largest space museum. From moonwalking to a real shuttle, it's from space camp. Yours if you do it all from Super Sloppy Double Dare.
This is the course, and these are our contestants, a super audience, and 60 seconds on the clock. Please cheer them on. On your mark, get set, go! Jump on down, and here comes your partner right on through to the mirror maze. Where is that flag? They're trying to find it. Is it in there? Yes, there it is. Move on over and pass it over to Fancy Footwork Obstacle number three. And coming up next is the moonwalk. There's the flag. There's the exchange, and we're halfway there with lots of time to spare. Take that cap off and look for that flag. Jump on that thing. Where's the flag? Reach in there. Reach in there and get it, then. There it is. Okay, now you'll hit the valve. Oh, the right. Did you get it? Yes, going over to the Empire Obstacle number seven. With the bomb, 23 seconds remaining. This is going to be a record course. they keep up with this pace, folks. Reach up and grab that flag with 16 seconds remaining. There it is. He's coming over to obstacle number 8. This is Kotan. Whoa, he's really going after it. Fast and furious. We're down to 9 seconds. Can they find it? Reach down in there and find that flag with 5 seconds remaining.
You got it all. The spelling is the Bushnell products, the bag, the mic, the Funkin' Wagner, the Baldwin keyboard, the typewriter. They're going to Space Jam, a prize package of over $3,500 each.
What can I say? But thanks for watching. Bye bye.
Whoa, you scared me. Promotional consideration provided by Reebok. Every contestant on Super Sloppy Double Dare gets a free pair of Reebok sneakers. Reebok, the official shoe of Super Sloppy Double Dare. This is your announcer, Harvey St. Jordan, back here next time for another Big Mondo Gack Attack on Super Sloppy Double Dare. See ya!